Okay, Pirkei Avos, Perek Revi, Mishnah Yud Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Al Teratze Es Chavercha B'Shas Kaso. Don't appease your friend at a time that he's still angry. V'Al Tenachamenu B'Shas Shemesu Mutalofano. And don't try to console him over a death if the person is still sitting there, if the dead body is still right there, if they haven't been buried yet. Don't start asking him she'elos when he's still taking his neder. We'll explain what that means in a second. And don't seek to see him at a time when he falls, when he's messing up, when he's suffering from his mistakes. So what do each of these things mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Al teratzes chavercha b'shas kaso, means that if someone's angry, right, we all know that the worst thing to say to a person when they're upset is chill out or calm down, right? Someone's very not calm. So you look at them and you say, hey, calm down. You know, that's just going to get them more worked up. When someone's upset, the best advice is just to leave them alone. Leave them alone. You could talk it out at a later point. You know, write it down so you don't forget. But we often think that we're being like this big tzaddik, that we say, okay, no, I have to talk about it. We have to discuss it. Don't discuss it b'shas kaso while he's still upset. Wait until he relaxes and then discuss it at another time. Rabbeinu Yonah says, because if not, you're going to cause him to just get angrier and he'll say things that he doesn't mean. Or he'll say things that he regrets saying. So it's about, for Rabbeinu Yonah, this is all about making sure that you don't elicit from him further kas and statements of kas. Dvarim she'enem hugonim. Then we're told, don't comfort someone when they're still grieving from the death. They haven't even buried the person yet. So Rabbeinu Yonah comments that at a time when a person's very down, at the most intense moments of the pain, so if you try to console them, right, if someone just suffered a tremendous tragedy, you just say to them, you know, it's all for the best, God has a plan. Okay, that's all true, but not at that moment. When a person is suffering, you just need to be there with them. And I think a lot of times people are nervous to go to funerals, they're nervous to go to shiva houses because they say, I don't know what I'm going to say. And the answer is you don't need to say anything. You just need to be there. They just need to see that you're there. Yes, sometimes you're going to go to a shiva house. You know, the halacha is you're not supposed to talk about stam things, about the football game, about the weather. You're supposed to talk about the mace. And it's awkward sometimes. And you're not really supposed to initiate the conversation. The avel is supposed to initiate the conversation. And you know, sometimes the avel is grieving. And they don't want to talk, or they're not in the mood to talk, or they've spoken a lot. So yeah, sometimes you get to a shiva house and you just sit down and you just sit there and you don't open in conversation and they don't open in conversation. You sit there quietly for a little bit and you say, I'm welcome, and you leave. And you say afterwards, oh my gosh, I'm such a moron. I felt like such an idiot sitting there. The fact that you were there, sometimes just squeezing their hand, giving them a hug, letting them know that you're there, that makes all the difference. That makes a big impact. So that's, it's not always about, you know, a lot of times when people go to shiva houses, they think that they feel pressure to have these tremendous words of wisdom. You don't need any words of wisdom, you just need to be there for the person. Rabbeinu Yonah here goes in a slightly different direction. He also focuses on causing them to say things that they wouldn't say, that if you try to console them at a time that's not appropriate, they're going to respond with some type of angry response. We're trying to avoid that. So that's an additional element that Rabbeinu Yonah highlights. Al tishalo b'shas nidro means that there's a halacha that if someone takes a shvua or neder and later the circumstances change and they never would have taken the neder had it been in those circumstances, they didn't realize that at the time. So they'd say something, and then if later they want to get out of the neder, a lot of times the direction to go will start finding psachim, will say to them, you know, if you would have known X, Y, and Z, would you have still taken the neder? And at that point, they could say, no, I never would have taken the neder if I knew X, Y, and Z. So it's a way that we're able to be matir a neder. So it's, you know, a little comical, you think about it, but you imagine someone takes a neder, and you're a big chacham. So he takes the neder, and while he's still all worked up and taking the neder, he says, like, that's it, I will never eat meat again. And you start to say to him, like, even, you know, even on Shabbos, even at your son's wedding. And he sits there going, yes, even at my son's wedding. And you say, and even if you're starving to death, yes, even if I'm starving to death. And you remove all the possibilities. That way in the future, when it's time to try to, for him to get out of his neder, there aren't going to be any avenues because you already closed all the doors. So this shares a common theme, which is that you have to be sensitive to people when they're at points of extreme emotion. And we're going to see that the fourth one as well highlights that idea as well. That when a person is very angry, when a person is suffering greatly, when a person is very fed up, right? When a person takes a neder, they keep slipping up in a certain area, so therefore they say extreme things. They take a neder, which might be an extreme behavior. They say, that's it, you know, I ate this meat without a bracha. That's it, I'm never eating meat again because I was just so excited to eat the meat. And lastly, Kalkalto. So there's a little bit of a different element here, different aspect, different angle. But if somebody is embarrassed, Rabbeinu Yonah says, he's already mitbayesh me'atzmo, so you shouldn't look, which is just going to cause more embarrassment because he sees. You know, you see someone trip, as opposed to going, whoa, hey, watch your step there, buddy. Right? If someone trips and he embarrasses himself, falls on the floor. So, you know, you look the other way. You pretend you didn't see it. So it's behavior like that, which the Mishnah is encouraging, that don't, sometimes people go out of their way to try to see someone when they're falling, when they're messing up. No, you should do the opposite, to try to avoid seeing them at those moments.